There are no extra words in the Bible. No irrelevant words or characters in the Bible at all. No fluff, very fat-free. All of the words from cover to cover relate to other words, and all the words form the story of the love of the Father, the blood of the Son, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Cover to cover, it is personal and relational because God is always personal and relational. God never even calls the devil and all the denizens of hell it. He calls them they. The concept of God, Yahweh, the King of the universe, as personal and relational is not only central to the Word of God, but also unique among the religions of the world. Unlike an impersonal force or abstract principle, our personal God possesses attributes such as hope, love, peace, consciousness, will, and emotion, which enables a dynamic relationship with humanity, with dynamic being defined as everything that happens between ourselves and God because we are in a relationship with Him. Huh. The Lord has a desire to engage with mankind in a purposeful, personal way, which facilitates a connection that shapes human purpose and identity. That's a big deal. Did you catch that? And how are we, who are so finite, going to know God, who is so infinite? Probably the biggest way is His personal nature being revealed throughout the Bible, not only in words or paragraphs, but in themes, narratives, testimonies, and even poetry. His very heart is revealed in page after page of the stories of God's people, of battles, exiles, of kings, good and bad, of prophets and preachers, and the coming Messiah. The Bible portrays God as the one who speaks, loves, and acts with intention. In fact, the Bible opens with God being the first one to speak in the universe, with it being recorded by Moses as God said 29 times in Genesis alone. God created humanity in His image and reflection, meaning how He looks as well as how He is. This points to a shared capacity for relationship and creativity. The narrative of God walking with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden illustrates and illuminates a relational God who pursues companionship with His creation. And it doesn't stop there. This theme continues throughout Scripture, as seen in God's covenants with Abraham, Moses, and David, each reflecting a personal commitment to guide and sustain His people, not to mention the creme de la creme of Jesus getting eye level with mankind for the first time in history. If that's not personal and relational, then I don't know what is. Not what, but who is God's mission most revealed in? His very nature is relational and is most profoundly expressed of the person of Jesus. In theology, or the study of God, Jesus is God incarnate, exemplifying His everlasting love and bridging the gap between humanity and God. It's personal and relational.
Personal and relational.
Through His life, teachings, and sacrifice, Jesus demonstrates God's desire for reconciliation and intimacy with anyone who is willing to come to Him.
Personal and relational.
Thus, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's personal and relational.
Personal and relational.
The entire New Testament emphasizes this through passages like John 15:15, where Jesus calls His disciples friends, not servants, highlighting His relationship built on not doing the rules, but being and living differently in communion and community with God.
Personal and relational.
Additionally, the Holy Spirit plays a crucial role in sustaining this personal connection. Described as a comforter in John 14:16, a guide in John 16:13, the Spirit dwells within believers, 1 Timothy 1:14, and offers ongoing communication with God, Romans 8:26, as an indwelling presence cultivates and inspires prayer, worship, and continually creates a sense of God being ever present, reinforcing the relational dynamic. And I hesitate using the word dynamic because most of us probably don't use that word much. But in this case, yeah, it's a good fit. Do we realize the implications that a personal and relational God are profound? It suggests that humans are not alone in an indifferent universe, but are known and valued by a God who seeks their being whole, redeemed, healed, and healthy by His standards, not according to our own low-hanging fruit standards. This relationship invites individuals into a dialogue of faith where they can experience love, forgiveness, and purpose. Ultimately, the belief in a personal God transforms abstract theology into a living daily experience, where divine love becomes the foundation for hope and connection. Hope and connection, I like that. The Lord our God is always personal and relational. Do you see it?
Personal and relational.
40 years ago, my son was seeing a girl and I asked him if it was serious. He replied,
"Oh no, Dad, it's just a hookup, nothing personal, nothing serious."
I did not get it at the time, but my heart was terribly disturbed. Yet, no matter how much I thought about what he had said, I couldn't identify why I had such turbulence in my heart about it. At least, not until recently, 40 years later. While at a meeting of sorts, in front of me was a young man with a book and a Bible. The book said something in the title about principles. So, being inquisitive, I asked him what the principles were. He said,
"The first one is don't take things personally."
I asked what he meant. He said,
"Like the crucifixion of Jesus, don't let it upset you. Don't take it personally."
Immediately, I was appalled within myself, and all at once, I realized why my son's words and this young man's bid to not take some things personally bothered me so much. Sex is very personal, and to call it merely a meeting for sex not personal is absurd.
"Oh, it's just a hookup, Dad. Yeah, nothing personal."
But it's always personal. It's very personal. In today's casual hookup culture, one of the most personal things two humans do is reduced to making each of them into a mere tool, something disposable. Don't take it personally. The crucifixion of Christ is the most personal and relational thing to ever happen in the universe. I said to the young man, "A slap to the face of Jesus was personal." Matthew 26:67. A spear in his side was very personal. With every hammer blow driving nails in the Savior's hands and feet was very, very personal, unavoidably personal. The Bible, cover to cover, is God's story and how we fit in His paradigm called the Kingdom of God, and it's completely personal and relational.
Personal and relational.
He walked away without making a comment. God is always personal and relational. Always. Matthew 22:37-39 is personal and relational. 1 Thessalonians 4 and chapter 5, encouraging one another, is personal and relational. And that's just a very, very few. God is always personal and relational. And we should be also. Even when we say,
Oh, yeah? Ha ha, nothing personal, it's just business.
No, it is personal, and it's not merely just business. Let us read our Bible like lovers looking for their beloved. God was personal and relational before the beginning, and he will be personal and relational after the end.
Personal and relational.
Not rules to keep, but someone to be, and God to have a relationship about all of this. Think about it. I'm Social Porter for Living in His Name Ministries.